Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Steve and I are now going to attempt the impossible.
Oh, that's true.
We're going to convince Amber that beating people up with baseball bats is okay. Okay. I know you're going to... You already hate this story, right?
I do, yeah.
Hate every part of this story.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. If you don't want to get beaten up with a baseball bat, don't steal.
There it is.
There's nothing wrong... Okay. Here's the story, and we're going to like put a poll up on Facebook. This couple living in somewhere near Fresno. Visalia? You ever heard of that?
No. Nope.
Visalia.
Visalia.
Yeah.
Okay. You've heard of it.
It's a minor league baseball town.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Visalia. Look at that.
Next time we do like a bar trivia night, we're bringing you.
Okay.
Because you got just enough knowledge about like
everything.
It's Visalia, Alex. So they were tired of people stealing bikes in the town of Visalia. So this couple, it's a 25-year-old Corey and 29-year-old Savannah, and they started leaving a bike out on their front lawn to lure thieves to steal it. And they were lying in wait, I guess, somewhere with baseball bats.
Oh, this.
And then when somebody stole it, they jumped out and beat them down.
So it's like that, like a, what was that show with the car? Or they would do the bait car, bait car.
I never watched
I never saw it.
Oh, yeah. The cops would like put out a car just like they with the bike. They call it a bait car. They have video cameras set up in it, like auditory. You can record.
Yeah.
And you can manually do it for the remote control.
Oh, you could stop the car.
And it's a bait car for people to steal it. And then they trap them in there. And then they do all this other stuff.
Is that legal for the cops? Or is that, what do they call it when they put a hot cop out as a hooker?
A hooker. Entrapment.
Uh-huh.
If you're not soliciting a lady of the evening or stealing a car or trying to steal a bike, then nothing
would have.
You're good.
So
you're saying that by them leaving their plant bike, their bait bike out in their front lawn, if they didn't do that, they wouldn't have anybody trying to steal the
bike. Correct. I'm just
right.
And we need to convince Amber that this is okay, because they did it more than
they did it for a very long, from July through November.
Holy smoke. And they were taking baseball bats.
Yes. And beating the people up. And I'm sorry. I mean, I get the whole vigilante thing, but I just don't feel like two wrongs make a right.
What could they do?
They never reported any of these people to the police. They never, like, these people just got beat up and went on their way. They're probably going to steal another bike from
the town over. I don't think I would. Over. If I'm a bike thief.
Not everyone is waiting in the bushes with bats. Like, normal people don't do that.
But I mean, what if you find another family in Visalia? You're definitely going to move on from Visalia. I feel like they've cleaned up the town of...
That's a tough. I don't know. That's a so clearly people, the bike thieves know not to steal their bike. Everyone knows in town this has been going on.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm sure
the neighbors are happy. The neighbors are like, most of the neighbors are cheering them on. Like, get the thieves.
That I would probably, if I was a neighbor, I would too.
According to the story, they beat up at least four would-be thieves, and three of them were hurt seriously. But the neighbors who were cheering them on are saying, oh no, the number is way bigger than that. They beat up a ton of people.
Well, so they posted a video on YouTube, and that's how they got caught. So I think they're lowering the number of people they actually beat up, because now they're being charged with what? Assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, conspiracy and assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
That kind of is.
So I did something like this when I was young.
But do a plan?
Sort of.
Bait something?
And I know Amber will be okay, I think, but I could have been killed.
Oh,
gosh. So I've told this before. My father was in construction, and he would have his tools, his compressor and all the stuff in the back of his truck.
Uh-huh.
And when somebody would try to steal from it, he would grab his shotgun, go out on the front porch, and they would scatter. So there were a couple days where my brother and I would go hide in my parents' van, and my dad's truck is out there, and we had the shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
we didn't have any bullets. We didn't have any shells.
Doesn't matter.
And only on one occasion, we were out in the van when some people tried to get there. And we just jumped out of the van and cocked a shotgun. And they ran. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, that's threat bodily.
I don't. It's not armed robbery or because I didn't have any bullets.
It's not. It's still you were threatening though.
I'm threatening. It might as well have been a stick.
On your own property, true.
Right, on my own driveway.
With a deadly weapon, even though it wasn't loaded.
Is that...
I think it is.
Wait, you're okay with bats, but you're mad at me for having an unloaded shotgun?
Well, there is that.
Yes. Hypocrite much? Amber, am I okay?
Okay, I'm just like not... into the whole gun thing.
Oh my God, just let them have the compressor. They need it more than you do.
No, but I also think that at least you didn't do any, you weren't intending to do anything physical to them, so that...
But in the end...
A scare tactic.
But I know your brother, he would've.
If he, I guarantee you, now that I think about it, he probably did have shells in there.
Yes.
And this could have ended really badly.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.